presenting.
Roland Martin, what are you doing in San Francisco?
I'm speaking at a education conference, talking about education and the presidential election. So looking forward to that later today. Tom, there's one thing that has always been interesting to me that people are still amazed by. Fibroids, and why is it fibroids affect black women in such a way more than anybody else? Well, Jessie Thompson, she is the co-founder of the 90-Day Hope Beyond Fibroids Elimination Program. She's a book author. She is all about trying to educate more black women on this topic. She joins us right now. Jessie, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
So this is, look, I've got three sisters. I've got a wife. I've got nine nieces, four nephews. And so what is it about fibroids that touches black women differently than other women in this country?
Well, you know, it's very pervasive across the board for women in general because it affects up to 70% of women at large. But then it spikes up to 90. And they're
90?
Even saying now up to even closer to 100 when it comes to black and Caribbean women and women all around the world, because we work with women in Indonesia and Ghana, et cetera. And really, it's in what we found is with the more research and the work that I'm doing now, that it's actually embedded in our lifestyles, okay? It's in what we eat. It's in the air that we breathe. Because the biggest issue is that how our bodies process things is different than our Caucasian partners or people, you know, of other ethnicities. So it affects us disproportionately because of that.
Well, what are we eating wrong?
Well, here's the deal. You know, the biggest thing is that doctors won't tell you the root cause of fibroids is actually something called estrogen dominance. Well, estrogen, when you break it down, estrogen is found in soy, it's found in dairy, it's found in meats, it's found in fruits and vegetables that are, you know, non-organic. So you have to think about, as black people, you've heard that we're lactose intolerant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The way that we consume and we process dairy in our bodies, as well as other foods, it affects us differently. It metabolizes differently in our bodies, so it has a more significant impact on us. Okay,
now it impacted you. You
Absolutely.
Dealt with it for 10 years of infertility.
14 years battling
fibroids. How many surgeries did you have?
I had 10 surgeries altogether.
Oh, dear God.
10 surgeries altogether. Five of them were fibroid surgeries.
Mm.
Okay, so because
how many
of the
days
fibroids,
in the hospital?
120 plus days in the hospital.
And
combined.
How many fibroids, may I ask?
You know, they never told me the numbers because
wow.
It literally was just so pervasive. You know, it was literally I was either having a fibroid surgery or an IVF procedure. And what I didn't know was that the IVF, which was fertility treatments, they were actually causing the problem to recur even at a greater rate because their estrogen, it was pumping my body with estrogen. Okay, so we're all about educating women that, guess what, you can not only eliminate these issues, you can prevent them by becoming aware and educated about how you are acquiring estrogen dominance in your body.
And this is also the relationship, and this is close to home for me, because estrogen in terms of breast cancer as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Since you hit it nail right on the head, because what happens is, think about it, the fibroids are actually a friendly fire that really your body is tumorous. It's dealing with disease. It's breaking down. And what happens now is a lot of women who end up with either a hysterectomy, end up on the HRTs, the hormone replacement therapy, they'll find that they have a greater risk for breast cancer. And actually, estrogen metabolizes into your body as a carcinogen. Okay, so we're all about educating women. That's why we have a free teleseminar, which is called the 90-Day Hope Beyond Fibroids Elimination free teleseminar that is available for any woman who wants to listen to it, and every woman should listen to it, right on my website, hopebeyondfibroids.com/elimination.
So after all those treatments and surgeries, do you have children now?
Yes, I have an amazing miracle baby after everything we went through. She's 4 years old now. She is my joy, and she actually birthed my whole new assignment. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. Now I'm the co-founder of this program, and I'm able to help other women to not just have miracles of healing in their bodies, but also their miracle babies, because fibroids many times cause infertility, as well as, guess what? estrogen dominance is the root cause of not just fibroids, but also PCOS, endometriosis, infertility issues. So you're talking about women being able to be set free to heal, protect, and love their wombs. And that entail turns to a loving family, because now they don't have to worry about the impact it has relationally, the impact it has on their jobs, the impact it has, you know, in their ability to have children.
Or to just merely get up and go to work every day.
And what about your diet? You named all those things that you shouldn't be eating. It sounds like you need to be a vegan.
It absolutely is. We call it actually estrogen-free diet, okay? Because guess what? There are a lot of women who will say, well, hey, Jesse, I'm vegan. How are you going to say that? And I'm dealing with fibroids. Guess what? A lot of vegans are eating soy. They're eating flax seeds, and they're eating spinach, and they're eating so many things that are quote-unquote healthy for them. But when you break it down, you find out they're actually estrogen-rich. Because of either the fact that they have been dealt with pesticides, which pesticides metabolize into your body. They go through something called aromatization. And again, all of this is explained in the teleseminar. So you really need to get pen and paper, download it, write it, hopebeyondfibroids.com/elimination.
And this also is a lot of info. So many doctors, they really have no answers for many black women on this issue.
No, it's true. And guess what? We find out it's because, Rowan, it's a business. You know, it is a self-repeating billion-dollar industry.
Always follow the money.
Yeah, the fibroids keep coming back. That means I have many surgeries. And then the other thing is, you know, it's not just the surgeries. The contraceptives, birth control pills, they're estrogen pills. All they're doing is preparing your body, creating the tumors in your body, creating the cysts. All those issues.
And this is not only for women who of childbearing age, but beyond as well, because you're talking about their quality of life.
Absolutely. Early on, I want to get these women, I want to get them as girls so that they can prevent them from developing this. You know what I mean?
What's the website again?
HopeyondFibroids.com/elimination.
Okay.
Jesse Thompson, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, sir. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
We're having a great Get Well Wednesday today, aren't we?
Very much so.
Yeah.